What if I mess up? What if I'm not good enough? What if I let everyone down? If your mind sounds like this before a game, you're not alone. And today we're going to be shutting down that what if trap and turning your focus back onto what you can control. Welcome back to Confident Common Clutch Car Ride Conversations. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help athletes and their parents spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. All right, y'all. So you've probably had the experience, whatever sport you play, where you're standing on the field or you're getting ready to take a shot, and you have the thought that comes into your head, what if I mess up? Or what if I strike out? What if I let everyone down? These thoughts are very, very normal. Okay. It's not a big deal that you have these thoughts. Everybody has them. Even pro athletes have these types of thoughts. Okay. But what separates elite people, elite athletes from your just average Joe athletes that maybe don't get a lot of success moving forward is that those elite athletes, those confident, calm, and clutch athletes understand what to do with that thinking to either serve them productively or to shut it down so that it doesn't interfere with their ability to stay present in the moment, which is where performance happens. Okay. So if you're in what if thinking, that means your brain is projecting into the future. Your thoughts are focused on what's happening in the future. And our thoughts directly dictate, using the mind-body connection, your thoughts affect your feelings and emotions affect your physiology and your actions. Okay. So there's this mind-body connection between what you're thinking and how it affects your body. And typically, what if thoughts, especially if those thoughts are about what if something bad might happen or you miss out on something, right? So that general category of something bad might happen, okay, kind of danger type thinking, okay, what if this, what if that? And typically, if the what if is something bad, what that does is it creates anxiety. That's a predictable pattern in psychology. We know that if you're having those types of thoughts, it tends to produce feelings in the spectrum of anxiety. It could be mild anxiety. It could be fear, depending on how big of a worry or fear that particular what if is for you. Okay. And so that anxiety leads to different levels of agitation from everything from just like tightness, muscle tightness, could be heart racing, could be rushed decision making, flustered actions. And if you get super anxious, it can completely shut down your thinking brain at one point, right? If your fight or flight gets turned on so high that you're just in survival mode, okay? And so typically those physiological changes that come around anxiety tend not to be helpful. Now, there's a certain amount that could be helpful in preparation stages when you're especially preparing for something big. It helps anxiety actually helps you prepare. All right, for everybody listening to this, we've all whether it's a parent or a kid, when you know you have a test on Friday, let's say go back to your school self, right? When you were in school, when you knew you had a test on Friday and you were anxious about doing well on that test, oh man, what if I pass? What if I don't pass? What if I fail? That healthy amount of anxiety typically causes people to prepare, right? So if I'm afraid of failing the test, I will study and I will make sure that I am ready so that when I go take that test, I have the knowledge I need to be able to pass, right? And the same is true as you prepare for your sports. When you're getting ready to play in a big tournament or play against a big opponent, the before stages, sometimes it's okay to have that what if thinking because you want to plan, right? And we'll come back to that here in a minute. But what if in the moment, like as you're actually trying to play, those what if thoughts tend not to be productive. So for example, let's say you're sitting at the free throw line and your thought is, oh, what if I miss? Shoulders are going to tighten up. Maybe your muscles getting you go short, or you, whatever. Right, but your body is not as fluid operating from that position. So, being under pressure isn't necessarily about having no thoughts. It's about having helpful ones. Okay, and so there's two generic ways to beat this what if trap. The first approach is mindfulness. And mindfulness is all about being in the present moment, non-judgmentally. And so what that means is you're able to just acknowledge, here's what's happening, here's where I am, here's where I am in the game, here's my role in this game right now. And the goal is to just be present focused with what is happening around you. In fact, there's a lot of research as it relates to flow states and just being, if you would, in the zone, right? When people are in the zone, they're not thinking about the future and they're not focused on the past of any past mistakes that they've made. They're in the present. They're just perceiving the game, they're perceiving the match, and they're just instinctually acting. Well, it's really difficult to do that if you're focused on the future, right? What if, what if? Okay. So the goal is to move away from worrying and move more towards what's happening right here, right now. So one practice that you can do, I talked about this a couple episodes ago in confidence, but this idea of grounding yourself, coming back to the present moment. So if you catch your brain going, well, what if this and what if that, is coming back to your senses and identifying five things that you can see right here, right now, five things that you can hear in the moment, what's happening around you, three things you can feel like in your body or are like actual touch, two things you can smell, and maybe one thing that you can taste. Okay. And by coming back to your senses, it takes you out of your thoughts and it brings you back to the present moment. Okay. That's one way to ground. Another way is to just take three slow inhale breaths and maybe focus on the feel of the breath itself. Maybe the feel of your lungs expanding as you inhale, your belly expanding or your shoulders going up and down, right? What is that sensation of a nice big slow inhale? And as you exhale, maybe feeling the cold air come out of your nose or something along those lines. Okay. So either of those options, there are many other ways to ground yourself, but those are two starting points for you. If you've never done grounding before, those are going to be some great options for you. So the key again is anytime you notice that your mind might be on the future in a way that's not helpful for you, then coming back to the present moment and just focusing on right here, right now, what can I do? What do I need to be doing to be successful? Okay, but you need to ground first. Now, I want to also be clear that some what if thoughts could be productive, especially if it's more strategy based. What if, as a second baseman, what if this batter turns to bunt? What do I have to do? Right? What if this batter hits a ball to the 5-6 hole with a runner on first? Where do I need to be? Right? So there's a difference between what if and thinking about strategy of the game. Typically, those are helpful because you are thinking about what next and you're in the game. Okay. But sometimes you're not thinking strategy. You're still thinking about a worst case scenario. What if I strike out? What if I miss the three flow and we lose this game? Okay. And so often like sports are not always going to go your way. There are often times in sports moments, where a ref makes a call, a teammate, or excuse me, the opponent does something. Lots of things happen in sports that doesn't go your way. Okay. So we want to think about if then planning. Okay. If then. So essentially what that means is if X happens, then I'll do Y. Okay. Or if A happens, then I'll do B. Okay. Some examples might sound like if I miss the first serve, then I'll take a deep breath and focus on my toss. If I start feeling nervous, then I'll take a deep breath and reset. If the umpire makes a bad call, then I'll walk away and reset at the back of the mound. So you're anticipating things that could go wrong, but the most important part, they call this contingency planning in the army. The most important part is that you then plan for it. What will I do to overcome either that setback, that bad call, whatever happens? Okay. So, what this does is it takes the sting out of your worry because it's helping you focus on the next step, the plan. So, if that happens, what will you do? And it keeps your brain focused on what you can control. All right. And so, really, the key here with what if thinking is that it's normal, right? It'll show up for you. It's okay. But having the tools to move past it in a productive way is really important as an athlete if you want to be at your best when it matters the most. Okay, so to recap, you've got two options depending on what type of what-if thoughts you're having. Okay, if they're just fear-focused, future-minded, like, what if I fail types, get back to that mindfulness, that grounding, and get back to the present moment. If the what-if thoughts you're having are more generated towards things that could go wrong in the game or the sport that you're playing, then you want to move towards if-then planning. So if this happens, then I will. Okay. And that again, that helps you focus on what you can control and get back to the action. Okay. So next time you hear yourself say, what if, try one of these tools and techniques to see how quickly you can get back into the present moment, focusing on the game itself, right? What's happening around you, what's in front of you, and making sure that you are focused on the right thing. All right, y'all. So we're going to dive into some conversation about this today and maybe how you could apply this. So just a quick reminder that there are no wrong answers as you discuss our questions today. Make sure you take turns, parents, listening and talking with your kids. Try to eliminate distractions as best you can. And most importantly, you can pursue this conversation in a couple of different ways. You can either choose to listen to each individual question, push pause, and have your conversation, or you can listen to all of the questions and just discuss whatever's relevant for you. Okay. This is for both people in the car. Okay. When you get nervous, what's one thought that tends to pop up for you first? What kind of what-if thoughts do you tend to have? Okay. So again, talk amongst yourselves. Share some things that come up for you, both parents and kids. Okay. Second question. What is something that you can say to yourself instead that would help you focus? Okay. So again, this is for everyone in the car. Everybody performs in some way, parent or child. Okay. So when your tendency comes up, your what if types of thoughts tend to come up, what could you say instead to help you focus based on what you learned today? And our final question for today, how can you help each other focus more on what you can control and not on what might go wrong? What are your thoughts about that? How can you support each other? All right, y'all. Remember to keep those conversations rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you again so much for joining me on Confident Calm and Clutch Car Ride Conversations. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach that you think might benefit from a little extra inspiration or understanding of this particular episode. If you would like additional weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation topics to help you and your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, please consider joining my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And if you have any ideas for future topics, please feel free to reach out. There's a link in the show notes, or you can DM me at vAlstoncoaching on Facebook or Instagram. And I look forward to hearing your ideas. If there's something you want to hear from me or a topic, maybe as a parent or a kid that you're struggling with, reach out. I want to make sure the show is talking about the things that you need to talk about. All right, y'all. I hope you have an amazing day. I'll see you next time.